Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations Elected Council held its online general finance meeting on the morning of November 21st, at which time the Financial Planning and Analysis Director, Jennifer Court, made a presentation regarding finances of the first 6 months of the year, or the Q2, from April to September of 2022. Councillor Hazel Johnson asked about core funding for the Six Nations Veterans Association. Elected Chief Mark Hill responded by saying that the last contribution of the vets was doubled due to COVID, and that he had been working with the vets.
We've been trying to work, again, directly with the vets as they do have a contract service that maintains, the upkeep and maintenance of the park itself. So that was also coming out of the dollars that we had contributed this past round. But to answer your question, Hazel, in terms of the core funding piece and then really the, longevity of it, we have to further have a discussion amongst council in terms of just that.
Oh, okay. I think it would be good if they could depend on an annual amount, because it's almost like, last summer I know they were kind of in dire straits. They were actually paying out of their own pocket to get someone in to mow the grass, etc., and keep the park looking good. So I think it would be better if they had core funding. Thank you.
You can hear the entire Facebook presentation on the Six Nations Elected Council Facebook page. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.